Oh, let's see, you have some pets outside. What pets do you have?
Oh, dogs.
The little gray one out there?
Yeah, that's Teddy's. The red one is Teddy's, and the black one is ours.
Oh.
The black one is just a young sheep dog.
Uh-huh. Do you have anything for mice?
Cats.
If you want your dog to chase another dog, what would you tell him?
Stick him.
And if you want him to come to you?
Come back.
Mm-hmm. Is the black dog a purebred? Or?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a purebred border collie.
Hmm. How about the red dog?
Oh, he just dog. I think he's a purebred dog, but I don't know what I don't even know what breed he is.
What would you call a dog that isn't a purebred?
Well, he'd just be a cur, a mongrel.
And if dogs are fighting and somebody gets in there with his hands to pull them apart, you tell him to watch out or?
Watch out to bite them, you mean? Or...
Uh-huh. If you want to raise cattle, what do you need?
Well, you need a male and female.
Uh-huh. And this would be what?
Cow and bull.
Uh-huh. Well, when you were a boy, would you say bull if there were ladies present? Or?
Well, we'd call it male, the male cow.
The male cow. Uh-huh. Do you still do that? Or?
Oh, they're not so particular about that anymore. People know what a bull is, most everybody. And of course, usually they'll say the male cow. But a lot of them just say the bull.
Mm-hmm. If you have four oxen, how would you refer to these?
It'd be two teams.
Uh-huh. And let's see, you have a cow and a bull, and then the offspring is a
calf.
And if the cow dies, do you call the calf anything special?
Be an orphan.
Well, what would you call it when the cow is when the calf is going to be born? You say the cow is going to
calve, or she's a. Well, if it's a horse, it'd be in foal. A cow would be she'd be pregnant, but she wouldn't go with that. With calf.
Uh-huh. If you're going to raise horses, what would you need?
Well, you need a mare and a stud stallion.
Uh-huh. Any special term for an unbroken horse?
Colt. Of course, that'd be the age more than unbroken. Well, no, I can't call them yourself.
How about a spotted pony? These ponies are the great big spots.
Palomino. Or an Indian pony would be a spotted pony. Palomino is a solid colored horse, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah,
sort
a spotted pony
color.
Would be an Indian pony or a spotted.
Any special term for a small jackass?
A donkey, I suppose.
How about a herd of saddle horses?
Well, it'd just be a herd of horses, for as I would know. Saddle horse, I guess it'd make any.
And if a man was sitting on a horse and then the horse went up in the air and you saw him on the ground, you'd say he
got thrown off, bucked off. I'd say he wasn't paying attention.
If someone wanted to borrow a horse and he looked as though he didn't know much about him, what might you ask him if you were afraid he might fall off?
I'd ask him if he's used to riding, you mean? Or,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, what do you put on the horse's feet?
Shoes.
Excuse me?
Shoes, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And where do these go?
Well, they go on the bottom side of the hoof, you trim the hoof up and then nail them from the bottom side up through the hoof.
Mm-hmm. You ever use these shoes for anything else?
Oh yeah, to play with horseshoes. That's what you have reference to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's for. Of course, they have the regular shoe for that. They never use the one to discard.
I never had a set. I always had a little bitty old mare's shoe and a great big old plow horse's shoe.
Yeah, the regular playing shoe are great big. I think we got one or two hanging out there we don't use, but they've never been on a horse because they're just special for that, you know.
What animals would you need to raise sheep?
A bucket of ewe.
And you'd raise your sheep probably for what?
Well, for the wool and the meat.
If you're going to raise pigs?